Since 2001, government spending on private military contractors has tripled, despite evidence that contractors aren't always using taxpayer dollars wisely. To find out exactly what companies are doing with this money, we talked to someone on the inside.
I'm and I work at a major U.S. defense contractor. These defense contractors, they're there to make a profit, bottom line.
The defense industry is controlled by five main companies, siphoning billions of dollars from the government every year. These companies regularly outperform the S&P 500 and have profit margins between 9 and 20%.
Now, that doesn't seem like a lot when you're just looking at it percentage-wise, but we're talking about billions of dollars. That is a ton of money. Some contractors literally are just integrators of subcontractors. A lot of times they don't do fucking shit. They just put the thing together when they're done. Say, here you go, now give me my 20%.
Jeff estimates that when you add it all up, roughly 30% of the total cost of the project is just profit for contractors and subcontractors. That would mean that just last year, almost $134 billion of government funding was just profit for private companies. So how is it that these companies can get away with spending so much of the government's money?
These contractors have a lot of power over the contracts because they're the only ones that can do it.
But contractors didn't always have so much power over the government. Back in the 80s, there were dozens of companies that would compete for defense projects. But in the 90s, the Clinton administration cut defense spending and facilitated a wave of mergers until there were just five major players. They argued this would make the industry more efficient and that outsourcing more work to contractors would save the government money.
We've got some good people coming out, some really good people out.
But instead, the top five contractors took advantage of their monopoly power.
The big shift that has happened is that contractors are now providing more and more services, things that the military did used to do for itself.
Companies realized that offering the government services, things like designing software or maintaining equipment, could mean decades of competition-free work at relatively high profit margins. And that's exactly what we've seen happen.